सहनाभवतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्
भगवान सेज इन चैप्टर फोर ऑफ भगवद गीता श्रेयान द्रव्य मयात यज्ञात ज्ञान यज्ञ परंतप भगवान से ज्ञान यज्ञ सुपीरियर टू द्रव्य यज्ञ वाई इट इज सुपीरियर बिकॉज इन द्रव्य यज्ञ वी यूज मटेरियल्स which are changing and perishable, and the fruit of action of that yajna is also changing and perishable. Suppose you want go to swarga. Swarga is a perishable item, limited in time. Or anything of the worldly things, if you expect as a karmaphal, as a fruit of action, that also is perishable item. Where is the what we get in Jnana Yajna is Brahman, which is imperishable. This is the difference. In Drabya Yajna and Jnana Yajna, Jnana Yajna gives you imperishable result. That means you get Brahman, you become Brahman. And in the Drabya Yajna, you get something which is changing and perishable. Therefore, Jnana Yajna is superior. Understood, Bhagwan. Where will I get Jnana? तो भगवान से तद विद्धि प्रणिपातेन परिप्रश्नेन सेवया उपदेक्षन्ति ते ज्ञानम ज्ञानिन तत्वदर्शिन गो टू ज्ञानिन तत्वदर्शिन हु इज ज्ञानी ज्ञानी हु हैज स्टडीड शास्त्र इन गुरु शिष्य परंपरा तत्वदर्शिन हु इज अबाइडिंग इन दैट हु कैन ट्रांसफर नॉलेज गो टू दैट गुरु देन तद विद्धि प्रणिपातेन First you go and surrender to him. Pariprasnena, you ask him the spiritual question. Then sevaya, you serve him so that there can be a tuning of mind. He can understand you. He can understand whether you are a tamasic person or a rajasic person or a sattvic person. And you understand Guru. What is his nature? Then when they understand each other, then the knowledge will flow. Then the knowledge will flow. Upadekshanti, after completing these three steps, we have to do these three steps first. Upadekshanti is the future tense. That means after completing these three steps, what are these things? Pranipatena, surrender, pariprasnena, spiritual question, sevaya, we have to serve. They will give you the jnana, that knowledge of the self, then they will give you. So what are these benefits? What are the benefits of this knowledge? We should understand benefits. Kuch milega tab to hum karein. Why should I do your seva? Every day you want two times bhojan. Why should I give you? Kya milega mere ko? Okay. It is said, Gyan Agni Sarv Karmani Vasma Sat Kurte Tata. This Gyan Agni, this fire of this knowledge of self, will reduce to ashes all your previous karma, sanchit karma. That is what we are seeing this morning also in Vivek Chudamani class. All sanchit karma, 100 million crores of lives, jo bhi aage kiya, whatever we have done, all will be destroyed. What more is the most important is that the sinner is destroyed. By Gyan, sinner is destroyed. Sinner is destroyed. Yad gatva punarmoham eva yasasi pandava na punarmoha. You will never be again deluded. You will come to know. You will come to know the nature of this world, that this world is changing and perishable. You will come to know this Atman or Brahman is permanent, it is nitya. Brahman has got no birth, no death. You will come to know that. After that knowledge, na moham, again you will not be deluded. You can never be deluded again. After learning 2 plus 2, 4, can you get deluded and make it 2 plus 2, 5? You can't. Similarly, after learning the nature of the Atman and Anatman, there can be no confusion, no more delusion. Then it says, even if you have done sins, many times we think ourselves, oh, Bhagwan doesn't know that I am the greatest sinner of the world. What not I have done? I have done a lot of sins. So will I be able to board this boat of Gyan? Yes, Bhagwan says, yes, you can do that. You can do that. And then says, Yatha dansi samido agni bhasmasat kurte arjuna, Gyan agni sarvkarmani bhasmasat kurte jada. Like any fuel, you put it in a blazing fire. Any fuel, any color, any weight, whether it is wet or dry, put it in the blazing fire. Even if the wood is wet, it will be burnt, reduced to ashes. Everything. Similarly, sanchit karma, all will be destroyed by this gyan agni. Then he says, nahi gyanena sadrisham pavitram iha vidyate tas swayam yoga sansiddha kalena atmani vindati. Nahi gyan, there is nothing greater purifier than this knowledge in this world. Only one thing is there, that's all. One, gyan. Only gyan can remove all sanchit karma, reduce it to ashes. Why so? Because the gyan removes sinner. All other sadhana cannot remove the sinner. You can do the atonement of sin by japa, tapa, tirtha brahman, snan, ganga snan, dan. By all these things we can do the atonement of all my papa. For each papa we have to do atonement. In sadhana panchakam we have seen that if you do the japa, that is the best for atonement of all papa. Sitting in Chicago, it is difficult to do the tirtha brahman. There is no tirtha sthan here. No tirtha sthan. And how can you go and do a, take a dip in Ganges? Wo bhi nahi ho sakta hai. So the residual thing is only the japa. By japa we can do the atonement of all our past sins. But if we get the knowledge, gyan, it will remove sinner itself. All these tirtha brahman, ganga snan will not remove sinner. Will not remove sinner. It can remove the sin, that's all. Not the sinner. But the jnan can remove the sinner. Therefore, jnan agni sarva karmani bhasmasat kurte tada, and the sinner is destroyed there. Karma is also destroyed, and the sinner is also destroyed. If the kartitva is there, what is the sinner? Sinner means the doership, kartitva. Kartitva is individuality, jivatva. This is destroyed. When this is destroyed, then no more experience of your past sanchit karma. Sanchit karma will not bother you again. But if the kartitva is there, then you have to take birth. So long the kartitva is there, bhoktitva is there, doership is there, enjoyership is there. Then the karma account continues. The moment I realize that I am not this jiva, I am Brahman, the karma count ends. But if I don't realize in this life that I am Brahman, what will happen? Karma count will continue.
We have to take birth again.
Okay, so by this, what will happen? The delusion will go away, number one. All Sanchit karma will end. Sinner will end. No more rebirth. See? Therefore, nahi gane na sarasam pavitram iya vidyate tat swayam yoga sansiddhi tat swayam. We have to practice that. Swayam yoga sansiddhi kale natmani bindati. And in course of time, we will realize in our own self that Atman is with us only. We will realize that. Okay. But how will I get jnana? Then it is a sraddhavan labhate jnanam. Tatpara sanyate indriya. Three things. You must have a sraddha. Sraddha means what? Guru vedanta vakyesu sraddha. Guru, teacher, vedanta, shastra. We must have faith. Whatever Shastri is saying or the Guru is saying, Adi, Adi means the Ishwar. We must have Shraddha, faith in Ishwar also. So Guru, Vedanta, Vakyesu, Adi, in three things we must have faith. Okay, whatever they say, if we practice, we will reach there. So how long we should have Shraddha? Till you reach the goal. Till you reach the goal, you should have Shraddha. Nahin, whatever is said in Shastri is correct. We need Shraddha. Tatpar. Tatpar means after that we have to put in effort. Whatever Guru says, Shastra says, if they're telling you, you do this sadhana, this sadhana, this sadhana, we have to start that sadhana. We have to practice that sadhana. The problem with us is we are listening, we are understanding, we understand the science also, everything is very clear. But we are not starting, we are not doing, we are not tatpar. Tatpar, we have to put in effort. Then sanyati indriya. Sanyati indriya means senses should be controlled. Suppose you have got the sraddha, you are putting an effort also. But your indriya, man and your organs of perception, all of a sudden a thought comes, okay, let us go to the ice cream parlor, have ice cream. You were studying, you were meditating, you were putting in your effort, everything was there, but all of a sudden, one indriya, one thought came, chalo, let us go. Yeah. All sadhana. So three things are required, all three. If you have got Shraddha, Tatparta, and Sanyat Indriya, control of sense, Mukti is guaranteed. Mukti is guaranteed. All three are required. Then what will happen? Jnana labdha param shanti. You will get the knowledge. Labdha param shanti. Jnana and shanti come simultaneously. It's not that jnana will happen and shanti will come after some time. No. It is simultaneous. Jnana labdha param shanti. You will get shanti immediately. Achirena adhigacchati. It will happen instantly. Soon it will happen. Acha Bhagwan, you have told all these things very good. But who are the people who will not get? Ye bhi to thoda bata do. So that I can see whether I come into the category number one, who is Shraddhavan, Tatpar, and Sanyat Indriya. Or I am in the category number two. So what is that category number two? Bhagwan says in verse number, slok number 40.
Agnyascha Shraddhadhanascha.
Agyascha Shraddhadhanascha
Sangshayatma Vinashyati
Sangshayatma Vinashyati
Nayam Lokosti Naparaha Nayam Lokosti Naparaha Nasukham Sangshayatmanaha Nasukham Sangshayatmanaha Agnyascha Shraddhadhanascha Sangshayatma Vinashyati Nayam Lokosti Naparaha Nasukham Sangshayatmanaha.
Bhagwan says, who will not get this jnana? They say three types of people will not get. Who are those? Agya, ignorant, agyani, asraddhadhanah, faithless, no Shraddha. I've got no Shraddha in Guru. I've got no Shraddha in Shastra. और इन ईश्वर, नहीं मानते हैं ईश्वर। आवर चिल्ड्रन से ना कहाँ ईश्वर है, वेर इज गॉड, आई डोंट बिलीव इन गॉड। अश्रद्धानश्च संशय आत्मा विनश्यति, ए डाउटिंग सेल्फ, ही हैज गॉट अ डाउट, इट ऑलवेज डाउट, वॉट एवर सेड ही डाउट। संशय आत्मा विनश्यति, ही गोज टू डिस्ट्रक्शन, डिस्ट्रक्शन सीधा। श्रद्धावान लभते ज्ञानम तत्पर संयत इंद्रिय, ही गेट्स मोक्ष। बट अज्ञ अश्रद्धानश्च संशय आत्मा, इग्नोरेंट, हैविंग नो फेथ एंड ऑलवेज डाउटिंग, विनश्यति, इज डिस्ट्रॉयड। न अयम लोक अस्ति न पर, ही विल नॉट गेट आनंद इन दिस लोक और इन द आफ्टर हियर आफ्टर। न सुखम नो सुख, न सुखम, विल सी ही विल नॉट गेट सुख इवन इवन हियर। संशय आत्मा, संशय आत्मा ना, वन हु इज डाउटिंग, ही विल नॉट गेट एनी सुख हियर। सो वन थिंग इज सर्टन, विनश्यति, ही विल सर्टनली पेरिस। हो अज्ञ अश्रद्धादना, नो फेथ एंड नो फेथ एंड संशय आत्मा, डाउटिंग सेल्फ। सो थ्री थिंग्स कैन हैपन व्हेन ए गुरु गिव्स यू स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज, इफ यू हैव गॉट श्रद्धा तत्पर एंड संयत इंद्र, मोक्ष गारंटेड। इफ यू हैव गॉट श्रद्धा, नो तत्परता, नो मुक्ति। इफ यू हैव गॉट श्रद्धा तत्पर बट यू आर योर इंद्रियज आर नॉट कंट्रोल्ड, नो मुक्ति, नो मुक्ति। एंड इफ यू हैव गॉट नो श्रद्धा, स्टार्टिंग पॉइंट नो श्रद्धा, नो मुक्ति। सपोज इफ यू हैव गॉट श्रद्धा एंड संशय, डाउट ऑल्सो इज देयर, नो मुक्ति, नो मुक्ति। देयरफॉर इग्नोरेंट, यू सी हु इज एन इग्नोरेंट, इग्नोरेंट अश्रद्धा एंड संशय, विल ही गेट मुक्ति? इग्नोरेंट अश्रद्धा एंड संशय आत्मा, डाउटिंग, ही विल नॉट गेट मुक्ति। संशय इज टिपिकल, समटाइम्स आई बिलीव, समटाइम्स आई डोंट बिलीव, संशय डाउट, लाइक ए पेंडुलम ऑफ ए वॉच, हैव यू सीन मूविंग दिस साइड दिस साइड दिस साइड, समटाइम्स ही विल से नो आई बिलीव शास्त्र, नो आई डोंट। ओके, सो अश्रद्धा एंड संशय, इफ द बोथ आर देयर, देयर इज नो श्रद्धा एंड द डाउट इज ऑल्सो देयर। एक्सट्रीम केस, विनश्यति, डिस्ट्रक्शन इज गारंटेड। हु इज अज्ञ, अज्ञ इज हु हैज नॉट स्टडीड शास्त्र, हेंस इग्नोरेंट। अज्ञ मीन्स हु हैज नॉट स्टडीड शास्त्र, देयरफॉर इज इग्नोरेंट, ही डिड नॉट गेट ए चांस टू लिसन अबाउट द स्पिरिचुअल नॉलेज, हिज इग्नोरेंस इज कंटिन्यूइंग। व्हाई ही डिड नॉट गेट ए चांस टू लिसन स्क्रिप्चर, why he did not get a chance to listen to scriptures? Only Shravan can remove Agyan. Note it down. Only Shravan can remove Agyan. Self-study will never remove Agyan. Never. Only Shravan can remove Agyan. Throughout our whole life, in school, college, university, we all did Shravan. Teacher, professors and everybody, they taught us. Merely by studying the books, we can't become engineer and doctor. We have to do the Shravan. Therefore, in Adhyatma also, we have to do the Shravan. So why these Agya people, they don't get, why all people don't get the opportunity to have this Shravan? Why? Why they are not getting? Why they are not joining our Zoom classes? Are we charging anything? No. Why they don't come to study class? Is there any fees? No. Is there any gatekeeper on the gate? Binaji was telling, he went for his vaccination in this fairground. And he was asked, have you got that code number? He said, no, I don't know. I don't have code number, but I am above 65. Nahi bola jao. But here we don't have all these things. Nothing is there. Nothing is there. What is the reason behind? It is said in Ramayana, punya punja binu milahina santa satsangati sansriti karanta. Punya punja, punya mana punji is capital, unless you have got punya. Unless you have got the capital of merits. Without that merits punya, you will not meet a santa. And unless you meet that santa, satsangati sansriti karanta, if you meet a santa, what will happen? Sansriti transmigration will ant, and only in satsang you will come to know how to come out of this cycle of birth and death. Only there you can come out. And another place, Tulsidas ji said, Bina satsanga viveka na hoi, unless you come to satsanga, you will not be able to do viveka. Discrimination, you can't do discrimination. But we are all intelligent people, professional. You are saying we are not able to do vivek? Yes. We can't do vivek. Why? Because we always did the vivek discrimination between two anitya things, two impermanent things. Which house to buy, this one or that one? Both houses are anitya. Which dress to buy, this one or that one? Anitya. Dekho, everything is anitya, anitya, anitya. When you come to satsang, you come to know that there is one thing which is nitya also, which is available. How to get it? Discriminate. Discriminate what? Between nitya and anitya, both are available. If I want it, I will get it. If I choose it, that I want this knowledge, you will get it. You will get it. Asraddhana. Got a chance to listen to spiritual knowledge, but there is no belief. There is no belief. Sometimes people come here, got a chance also. We very clearly see it here when children used to come in person. A parent bringing his or her child, they come and sit here because they know the class is for 1.5 hours. They can't go home back and come back. Their home is 40 minutes away, wasting time there. Money, energy, petrol, gas, everything. Better sit here. They sit here. But how is that? Asraddhana, sir. Why? They think these people are crazy, those who are coming this side. And we think they are crazy, you know. They are weeping, crying in the world for nothing. But those people, those are in the world, they are thinking these are crazy people. All the way from the Calcutta, these fools, they have come here. What for, I don't know. They think crazy, huh? This way. But we think they are crazy. Sansayatma, he has belief and disbelief. For Sansayatma, Lord has said, Vinashyati. Vinashyati means, even after getting human form, if we don't take this opportunity, then it is Atmahatya. Minasyati, because in no other form you can get this knowledge. In the form of tree or the in form of squirrel or fox or any other animal, you can't get this knowledge. So why sansayatma is being criticized here? Nayam loka asti na para na sukham sansayatma. For doubting self, there is neither this world nor other world nor happiness here. Why so? Sansayatma is a person who has got a belief and disbelief, both. So when he is in bhoga, he is thinking, "Are I missed that Gita class today, yoga. I could have learned something there." He is in bhoga. Now he is not able to enjoy that bhoga. See? Even he is with the sense object, now he is thinking of yoga, that I am missing yoga. I am missing satsanga. And when in yoga, when he's in satsang, he's thinking about bhoga. Now tell me, where is the sukha? For such person, a sansayatma which has got a belief and disbelief both. When he's sitting in satsang, thinking about the sense object. When he's in the sense object, enjoying sense object, he's thinking about the yoga. So no sukh. No sukh here or hereafter. See the contrast. Sraddhavan lavate jnanam and sansayatma vinashyati. Sansayatma vinashyati. Gurudev explains beautifully. In the previous verse it was said that those who had faith and knowledge would soon reach the supreme peace. In order to hammer this very same truth in, Krishna is here emphasizing through a negative declaration that they who have not these qualities mean Shraddha, Tatpar and Sanyatindriya. These qualities cultivated, gained and developed in them. We have to cultivate. We have to put in effort. We have to develop. We have to gain these qualities. Shraddha, Tatpar, Sanyatindriya. Shraddha, faith. Faith in Guru Vedanta Adi Vakyesu. Guru Vedanta Vakye Adisu, Shraddha. Then Tatpar. We have got Shraddha, we are listening. Shraddha. Ask yourself, am I putting in effort? Tatpar? Am I Tatpar? Have I controlled my senses, mind and organs of perception? Sanyat Indriya. These are to be cultivated, gained and developed. Will get themselves ultimately destroyed and completely ruined. Who has not developed these qualities, what will happen? He will be ruined. He who has neither the knowledge of the self, if not a spiritual realization, at least a clear intellectual understanding, nor the intellectual readiness to grapple with and fully understand the true import of the scriptural declaration and the words of Master, Krishna himself will certainly get ruined. Certainly get ruined. If he be also a doubting Thomas. Many people have got this doubt, you know. Pata nahi Gita was Lord Krishna said 5,400 years ago, whether it is applicable or not applicable. And they are thinking that this Atmagan is like the IT industry, every day it changes, you know. Every day it changes. So they think this also will. Are Atma is Nitya, that is one and same. Millions of creation has come, the Atman is the same, the Brahman is one and same. And Anatma is also same, five great elements. There is no change in five great elements, never became four or six. Their nature is also not changed. Anatma is changing and perishable. So do we need any amendment there in the Atma Gyan? No, not required. It is never possible for anyone to start his spiritual career unless at least intellectually he has understood the entire truth. So first you have to do the sravan, then manan. Manan means make that knowledge doubt-free. Doubt-free. Doubt-free means what? I must intellectually understand the science behind it. How it is working. How it is working. If I understand it clearly, then after that I will walk that. It is not a bane on truth, but it is only a limitation of the intellect. But here are some erudition hunting scholastic pandit who will ever doubt and hunt for more and more logic, but never will try to live and practice. Such people will never be able to progress. No doubt, understanding the Shastra has its place in scheme of spiritual development, but a licentious intellect cannot go far. Licentious. Swechachari, whatever I want, I will do. Therefore, Gurudev took this topic, licentiousness in the kinder life, first topic in the kinder life for the beginners. Control of senses. In the next line, Krishna with the emphasis condemns such a man of endless doubts and points out their tragedy in life. The Lord says that such man who doubt the self will not find any joy or happiness anywhere, neither here nor in the hereafter. Why? When in yoga, he is thinking about bhog. When he is in bhog, he is thinking about yoga. So, no sukha here. In explaining thus, the Gita seems to express that there may be a small chance, perhaps for one who is devoid of knowledge and faith, to discover some kind of happiness in this world, here and now, but that those who are constant doubters can enjoy neither here nor there. Those who have got doubt, no joy here. Such men are psychologically incapable of enjoying any situation because the doubting tendency in them will poison all their experiences. He whose teeth have become septic must constantly poison the food that he is taking. So too, those who have this tendency of doubting everything will never be able to accommodate themselves to any situation, however perfect and just it might be. The line contains a spot of satire, almost vitriolic in its pungency when it is directed against the intelligent septic. So, agya, it's not applicable to us. We are not agya, we are not ignorant, we are doing sravan. We are all doing sravan, we are not agya. We are gya. Gya means the knower of truth. We know the nature of Atman. We know the nature of Anatman also. We know. Asradhana, and we have got faith also. We have got faith. And no doubt also. So this is for all the ignorant people. Now summary of the entire chapter is coming in next verse, verse number 41. We'll see the word meaning today, but the detailed meaning we'll see in the next class, and we will end this chapter also in the next class.
Yoga sanyasta karmanam.
Yoga sanyasta karmanam.
Jnana sanchinna sankshayam. Jnana sanchinna sankshayam. Atmavantam na karmani. Atmavantam na karmani. Nivadhananti dhananjaya. Nivadhananti dhananjaya. Yoga sanyasta karmanam. Jnana sanchinna samshayam. Atmavantam na karmani. Nivadhananti dhananjaya.
Bhagavan says three steps for realization. Three steps. What are those? He said, yoga sanyasta karmanam. One who has renounced the action by yoga. Renounce all action to whom? To Paramatma. Or to Paramatma. Meaning, one who has done karma yoga. The step number is karma yoga first. What is the purpose of karma yoga? Purification of mind. When the purification of mind happens, then after that, jnana sanchinna sansayam, and whose doubts are cleared by knowledge, by vivek, he has got all the doubts removed. He has got no doubt about Atman, no doubt about Jeeva, no doubt about Jagat and Ishwar. No doubt. Clear. Then, atmavantam, such person is then poised in the self. And such person acting in the world, na karmani ni bhagnanti dhananjaya dhananjaya. Na karmani, whatever action he does, na ni bhagnanti, his actions never bind him. Our actions bind us. Why his actions are not binding? Because he is Brahma Jnani. He knows he is Akarta Brahma. He acts in the world as a akarta, non-doer. We all act in this world as a karta. As a karta. Since we become karta, we have to become bhokta also. And the karma account continues. And we have to take birth after birth. It will continue. So in one sloka, the whole sadhana is again said here. Do karma yoga. Get the mind purified, get the knowledge, your knowledge will be doubt-free, then be established in that Brahman, Atmavantam, that Brahman is the Atman only, Atmabandhan. After that, your karma will not bind you because you will act in this world as akarta. As akarta. Na karmani nivagdanti. They will not bind you. You are free. More detail we'll see in our next class. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.